FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Now, next on the programme, we have spoken about the dangers of children owning phones before on the show in regards to safety on social media and so on. But we've never discussed how owning a phone can affect your child's education and actually hold them back. A report out today by the ESRI, the Economic, Social and Research Institute, has found that owning a mobile phone is bad for your child's education. The new study has found that Irish children who owned a phone at the age of 9 are weaker at reading and at maths by the age of 13. Children who have a mobile phone at the age of 9 struggle academically compared with their classmates who don't own a phone. And I want to know, do you accept this? Is it fair to say that parents who give their 9-year-olds a phone are damaging their education? Professor Selena McCoy from the ESRI was part of this study and joins us on the line. Selena, welcome to 98FM and thank you very much, Lee, for joining us.
Thanks. Morning, Adrian.
The study, which is called Later is Better, Mobile Phone Ownership and Child Academic Development, was quite extensive, involved over 8,000 children.
Yeah, so basically we used the data from the Growing Up in Ireland study. You may have seen reference to it in earlier research. So that tracks 8,500 children as they develop from 9-year-olds to 13 and subsequently now 17, and they're now 20-year-olds. And using that data, we were able to look at how children who received mobile phones before the age of 9, how they compared to their peers who didn't, and how they fared then as they developed between 9 and 13. So we were able to do really complicated analysis, taking account of all the characteristics of children at 9, all the socioeconomic, the sociodemographic, their performance, their educational performance at 9, and then we were able to do a like-for-like comparison of how children who had phones compared to those who didn't have phones by the age of 13 in both reading and maths. And
we were really firstly, Selena, let me ask you, out of those 8,000 children, what percentage of them did actually have a phone by the age of 9?
Well, that was a surprise. We found 40% actually had a phone by the age of 9. And this was back, now these remember these children are now 20, so this was back when the days when our mobile phones were relatively new. And yes, 40% of the cohort had their own mobile phone at the age of 9.
Which was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Okay, so you can assume that that's actually a higher percentage now.
Yes, and plus the type of phone. If you think about it, a lot of them wouldn't have been smartphones at that time. So you might expect that the results that we find in this might be even greater with smartphones. But in any case, what we find is that children who had a phone at the age of 9, they perform much less well than their peers across both reading and maths. And the difference is about a 4 percentile difference, which is really quite substantial. And I guess it's a source of concern, and it does suggest that we need to look at how, you know, whether phones are necessary for children at the age of 9, and how they should be, you know, I guess it's important for parents then to monitor usage where they are, where they do feel they are necessary. But I guess it has important evidence then for schools as well, because schools have been asked to make decisions on whether mobile phones and personal devices should be used in the school setting or should be available to students. And each school has been asked to make their own decision on this. They've been asked to consult with parents and teachers and students in their school to get a sense of what the student body and the teacher body feel. But I think this evidence might help, and I think it might help in terms of the primary school setting, because I think what we're finding here is it's really the early ownership does seem to be having a negative impact for children. This paper looks at the academic. We're also doing some parallel research looking at the development of socio-emotional skills. So things like self-concept, confidence, behaviour, all of those sort of things. And we're finding some negative effects there as well.
Okay, so let me just focus on the negative effects. So you compared children who had a phone by the age of 9 against children who didn't have a phone at the age of 9, and you looked at their education and their results, their grades and everything else, and you could see a very clear difference. The kids who had a mobile phone at the age of 9 fared worse in their education than the kids who didn't.
Exactly.
Why is that? Do you think that is?
Unfortunately, we don't have the data on how much they use the phone, how they use the phone, the type of phone they used. You know, did it impact on their sleep? What were their sleep patterns like? We don't have the data to really unpack why that is the case. But other studies elsewhere, a lot of them quite small scale, but other studies would suggest that it's due to an impact on sleep patterns and sleep duration, that children are checking their phones at various points during the night. So that would have an impact on cognitive development. And it also, the research elsewhere would suggest that, you know, using a mobile phone, even if you're not using it at the time, you might be thinking about it. You might be thinking about, did you get a message? Did you get a response? Did you get a like? Did you get whatever on your mobile phone? Even if it's not in your hand, you're thinking about it. So there might be a distraction.
So this could be as simple as having a phone, and particularly now where the majority of phones are smartphones, acts as a distraction in your life and distracts you away from your schoolwork, distracts you away from everything, and that will have a direct impact on your learning.
Exactly, and that's what the article discusses. So we discuss the sleep issue, and we discuss the distraction issue, and it's also creating a more short-term memory pattern as well for children, because everything is really quick on your mobile phone and on technology in general. It's bite-sized, it's instant, and it's short-term, as opposed to a long-term learning and memory pattern, which is more the educational, in the classroom. So it seems to be having a cognitive impact on children, an impact on children's cognitive development. So we suggest the need for further research in this area, and we suggest the need for schools to be careful in terms of making their decisions about the role of technology in the classroom, but also whether students should be allowed to bring mobile phones onto the school property.
Okay, stay there for one second, because I just want to throw something out to our listeners. I want you to text or WhatsApp me now on 0877 98 98 98 and answer this simple question. What age was your child when they got their first phone? If you have a child of that age, obviously. What age was your child when they got their first phone? And we want you to be honest. Okay, so this is their first phone, be it a smartphone or a dummy phone or whatever. What age was your child when they got their first phone? Because what this research is showing is that if they have a phone from the age of 9, it can negatively impact on their learning abilities. And is there anything in the report, Selena, that suggests what is an ideal age then for children to have a phone?
No, we don't really discuss that, because obviously that's an individual matter for parents. But certainly all the 13-year-olds, 98-point-something% of the 13-year-olds had mobile phones. And we would suggest that on transition to secondary school, so it's a second-level education, there might be a strong argument for children to have a mobile phone, particularly if they're using public transport independently. If they're making their own way around, if they're, they're getting to school themselves, it probably makes sense for them to have a mobile phone to be able to contact parents or whoever. So we suggest, yes, perhaps by the secondary school years, but in the primary school years, I'm not so sure. But of course, that's individual, because there might be cases where, a child does need a phone at the age of 10 or 11 for whatever reason, or for particular learning needs or particular special educational needs. Maybe a phone is of particular value for some children. But on average and overall, we would suggest that maybe, on the sixth class or on entry into second level education, that might be the optimum point.
All right. So parents need to be warned that the younger their child has a phone, the more it is likely to impact on their academic development.
Yep.
Simple.
Yeah. Well, certainly that by the age of 9 is our threshold, is where what we look at. But certainly, yes. I mean, I think if parents could postpone that, I think it would be beneficial.
Because I'm looking at messages coming into us saying that my child had a phone at the age of 7. And in fact, we spoke about this last year, about how children of 6 and 7 are now getting mobile phones for Christmas and everything else. And the worry is that is going to directly impact their learning abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
All right. It's been interesting to talk to you. Selena McCoy, professor at the ESRI. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on 98FM.
Thank you. Bye now.
Interesting. 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 And I want to know what age your child was when they got their first phone. So just text the age to 0877 98 98 98. What age was your child when you gave them their first phone? Text or WhatsApp the answer to that question to 0877 98 98 98. You can also answer about whether or not you regret doing it, or whether or not you think it was the best thing you ever did. Either way, text us or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98 and let me know what age your child was when they got their very first mobile phone. Now, Shane You gave your child a phone at the age of 10, but you say it's the sorriest thing you ever did.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, firstly, why did you give your child a phone at the age of 10?
Because all his friends had it and he needed it for school, and if you were out or anything like that, and he just... pressure of all his friends having one, that's really it. That's the reason why he was given it.
Right, more okay. All right, so it was keeping up with the Joneses, basically.
Yeah, basically,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And that would be a reason that many parents eventually give in on the mobile phone thing, because all their friends have one. Okay, why was it the sorriest thing you've ever done?
Well, he's being tortured on it at the moment, but just he's never off it. When he says he's going to bed, he's up till 1:30, 2:00 in the morning on the shooting. If it's not that, he's on the computer. Like, we've taken the computer away from him, we've taken his Xbox away from him, we've taken everything away from him, and then I need my phone for my alarm clock, and then his phone's there, and then you hear him on his phone, then you go into his room and he's pretending to be asleep, and you can hear the phone buzzing with his friends talking on chat or wherever it may be. Like,
and what age is he now? Is he still 10?
He's 12 now.
He's 12 now, okay.
He's in first year, but now it's started affecting the fact that he's getting up late for school, and I'm already gone to work by the time he's getting up, so I'm having to ring him now to get him up out of bed, like, at 12. So it's getting to the stage now where Tim are taking all the voices, but Tim are getting that yoke in that you knock off all internet from 8 o'clock in the house or 9 o'clock in the house for the whole house, like.
And it's very easily done. In fact, there's an ad.
Oh, yeah.
There's an ad on television. I
on
think it's for
Sky.
Vodafone.
Sky,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What you could do is what we've done on him before is we have not a fuse box, and knock off the power in his room, and he can't get it with the Wi-Fi. Then it knocks it off all around. He can't use it. Knock off the Wi-Fi and the power in his room, so he can't even plug on his TV. Then.
Okay, but the point being that had you known all this when you were giving him the phone in the first place,
I would never. Oh, what team are taking it off him at the moment? Because what's happening at the moment with him. But I'd advise anyone who has a child under the age of 12 not to give him a phone. Absolutely under no circumstances whatsoever. You're having a conversation at the dinner table, you have to have the phone with him. Well, it's a disaster. Anyone who's thinking about doing it, don't do it. It's a bad thing to do.
Now, you heard Professor Selena McCoy saying that if they were to give advice on this, she said it's obviously a very personal thing, but she would suggest when they're starting secondary school is time enough to have a phone.
No.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't do that, seriously. Well, he's in secondary school now, and he's going to bed later and later. He's getting older, so he's looking at more stuff on the internet. Do you know what I mean? And he's getting entrapped with it, and he's watching this, and then he's watching that, and then he's watching this. He was on the internet. We got a phone bill in there the other day for his phone. He's on the prepay, and he's on my bill phone. Mm. And I got a bill in the other day for €300.
Oh, my God.
Because Christmas Eve, he was bored, and he started texting this ask Bongo a question or something it's called. And he didn't read what I said underneath. By the way, it's €3 to send a message and €2 to receive a message. He sent 47
of them. Oh, no.
Yes.
Right.
And then he didn't read. He goes, I thought it was free. And then when you see the small print, it says €3 to send, €2 to receive. So it was a total of 47 messages he sent altogether. And we said, what are we asking him? Oh, well, what's my life going to be like? And what am I going to do on this? What am I going to do on that? So he gets reeled in with, you have to send more messages to find out more. Yeah, so that's
all right. Stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and keep your messages coming in to us. Answering this question: what age was your child when they got their first mobile phone? And if you're somebody like the person who sent in this message who said 14, if you're somebody, a parent who was able to hold out and not get your child a phone until they were 14, I'd love to know, and I know many parents would love to know, how did you do it? How did you manage to not get them a phone until they were 14 without having your head totally and utterly melted? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. This new report today is quite worrying. It shows that 40%, and these were kids, this was about 10 years ago, 40% of children in the Growing Up in Ireland survey had a mobile phone at the age of 9. You can assume that figure is much higher now. But what this report has shown is that there is a direct link between children having a phone and it having an effect on their education. Geraldine, you're on 98FM. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Geraldine, you've twin girls.
I do.
They're 10.
Yes.
And they both have one.
they both have one, and I hate them having it as well.
Oh,
and
really?
They both have up-to-date phones as well. They both have iPhone 6s.
Right. So they both got smartphones.
They've iPads, and they have iPad Pros, and they have a laptop, and they've all the mod cons, and they're glued to them.
Now, you say, just like Shane here, that you regret it, do you?
Yeah. They're glued to them the whole time. I have to turn off the Wi-Fi at night time and let on we lost connection or whatever, so they'll go to sleep.
And why, like I said, I got a message there a minute ago, and I'd love to talk to somebody who has a child that didn't get a phone until they were 14. Why did you give in?
I know, I don't know. All their friends had one, and like they don't bring them to school or anything, but all their friends had a phone, and they just had to keep up with the Joneses, as they say.
And you gave in to the pressure?
Yeah, I did.
You see, I'm fascinated by this because I think that's the reason that most parents do get their kids a phone. I think most parents would like to be able to hold out until they're in secondary school, but the pressure just becomes intense. And that's how I'd love to speak to somebody who was able to hold out until their child was 14.
Exactly.
I don't think many parents can actually do that. They just, because your head is literally melted, isn't it?
Absolutely, and they're on these, you know, the Musical.ly little app, like, you know, where they can record themselves and they're exchanging little videos to just their friends. You know, I have them restricted that it's just their friends that they're in contact with on these wee apps, but, you know, they're taking selfies and, with filters and everything else. Know exactly what to do.
Right. Sorriest thing you ever did.
Absolutely.
Are you worried about that report that says that having a phone from a younger age of 9 or 10 can directly impact on their education?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. I'd never thought there was, you know, we've spoken about the dangers of social media and all of that sort of stuff, but I never thought that there was a direct correlation with their education.
Yeah, but they're really up, like, you know, as in they're able to, you know, look up this or look up that, or actually they're even using, I've seen them using their iPads for their homework. If I'm not there actually when they're doing it, but they're well up, they know exactly what to do.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Geraldine. 6797981 is our telephone number. Niall, you're on 98FM. How are you, Niall?
Not too bad, yourself?
Niall, it says on my screen, won't get a phone till 15.
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
definitely.
Right.
I see it there with my nephew. He got a phone when he was 8, 9, and just at the minute he's 14, 15 years of age, and he is glued to the phone, absolutely glued to the phone. So I just seen the mistake that my sister made, and I ain't going to make the same mistake. There's no conversation there whatsoever with him. Like,
okay, so what age is your child?
Yeah, 2, 9 and 10.
9 and 10. Okay. And
yeah, the boy have iPads and stuff like that, but like that's limited. That's limited.
Okay, so you're telling me that your 9 and 10 year olds will not have their own phone until they're 15.
Yep.
Are they not already asking for one?
No, because they have the iPad. They're able to connect onto the internet there, and they're able to search whatever they can on YouTube. Like, facts and stuff like that, and they don't need one.
But 15?
Well, that's the way I'm going to do it anyway. So, like, it'll stop. If you get them a phone, to glue to the internet, they're on Snapchat, they're on whatever they're going to be on, but it'll stop their brain development and stuff like that, and also then their school development as well.
But you've heard from two parents in a row who just gave in to the pressure. The pressure became too intense. All their friends had one and they were the odd ones out. And nobody wants their child to be the odd one out.
Well, I won't be putting into peer pressure anyway. That's without a shadow of a doubt.
Steve, you're saying that your child will not be getting a phone until she is 16 at least.
Yes, definitely.
And how do you think you're going to hold out until she's 16?
Well, it's sort of, it's in stone at the moment that she doesn't ask for one at the moment. And
what age is she now?
She's nearly 9.
She's nearly 9, okay. Yeah. So she's fairly young.
Yeah. But she knows even at the moment, like, she hasn't got an iPad. She has an iPod where, if God knows where that is, and the interest of that is sort of pushed to one side. She's more into going outdoors and playing around and playing with her toys more so than mobile phones.
Okay, but she is only nine.
Yes.
What I've heard from a number of parents is that the pressure over the next couple of years is going to become really intense, and you're going to struggle to not give in to it.
Well, that's something we're just going to have to look at as the time comes around. But as the way it is at the moment, I can't see myself definitely. She won't be foreseeing getting one of them.
Okay, and what are you worried about?
It's not what I'm worried about. The innocence, when we were growing up, there was none of that. And if you even think nowadays, you stop at traffic lights and you look around you, and if you see kids in the back of a car and their head buried down, you just know they're playing on a game on their phone. Whereas years ago, when we were going around in the back of a car and you look around, you'd be looking out your window, you know, excited of where you're going. Kids, you know, all them type of things, the world is passing them by as the head is just stuck in a virtual reality. Even if you go to a restaurant, you see kids with their heads buried down.
No, I agree. You won't get any argument from me here.
Yeah.
I saw a family of four, mammy, daddy, two kids, in a restaurant the weekend before last, and they never spoke to each other once. All four of them. The only time they spoke was to order their food, and the four of them sat there, and mammy and daddy as well, by the way, the four of them sat there buried into their phones for the whole time they were in the restaurant. It was actually awful to see. It was dreadful to see.
No, but I would find sometimes myself, even, I would be on my phone a little bit more than I'd like to be.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. I think part of the problem of young people's addiction to their phones is down to parents and their addiction to their phones. It passes on.
Yeah, no, I've noticed myself. And then what I've done is I've actually cut back. I'm around a child. I try not to be on it as much so she doesn't see me being on it. In the hope that she won't be.
Okay, so she's nine now, and you hope that you're going to be able to hold out, or you are going to hold out.
Oh, I definitely am. I'd be strict when it comes to things like that, yeah. I have seen kids have tantrums.
And you'll just ignore the tantrums?
Well, she doesn't. She's not one of them kids that pull the tantrums, so sometimes she might ask, can she play a game on the phone? And I'd say no, and there's no begging for her. There's none of that at all. She just does no huff, no nothing. Very good in that way.
Okay, stay there for a second. Peter, your daughter didn't get a phone until she was 16.
How are you, Adrian? No, definitely not.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
She's 29 now.
Ah, well then, you see, mobiles weren't as big a thing then.
Well, you see, I was going by from, say, other members of my family, like my nieces and nephews, and the tantrums and the rows when they'd lose the phones or they were taken off them, or it was like they were giving them just for a quiet life as well. You know what I mean? So, no, I just said, no, not happening. If my daughter back then wanted to do anything, there was a computer, she had her account on it, which we had access to, and she needed to do any schoolwork or anything, was all done off that, and that was it.
Okay, so it was a different time. 15 years ago, it was a very different time to now.
Yeah.
In terms of phone ownership, even, let alone young people having them. But do you think more parents should be doing the same thing?
I do think it's harder on parents today.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Compared to 15 years ago. I think it's like that chap that was on just before me now. He said he's going to hold out, and I really hope he does.
Mm.
But it's so much harder now compared to when, like, my time, we'd pigeons, if you wanted to send a text. But, no, I do. I think it would be harder, but I hope to do hold out, because it's just the things that are going on, cyberbullying and everything else. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And there's no communication skills. Like, their communication skills are down to tapping a button now. You know what I mean?
I agree with that, all of that, and I think that's how this report probably comes to the conclusion that it is affecting children's education in a negative way, because they spend so much time in their relationship with their phone rather than studying, and they get distracted from absolutely everything. One last call on this, and that's you, Adele. You're on 98FM. Hi, Adele.
Hiya, how are you?
Now, Adele, you're 29 now.
I am.
Didn't get one till you were 14?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what, many years ago.
It's a long time ago.
It's 15 years ago, so we're talking about 2004, let's say.
Yeah, about that.
Okay, but things were different in 2004 in that not everybody had a phone the way they have now.
It was in the fact that, like, the internet obviously wasn't the biggest.
Well, yeah, we didn't have smartphones in 2004.
Yeah, exactly. But it was still everyone my age back then. We were all like mad for texting each other and ringing each other flat out. So there still was like because I was left out of my group for quite a while. But my parents were flat out no. So
okay. So do you think that having a phone distracted you from your education?
Yeah, and especially now, because I mean, like back then. You know, if you were talking about something or debating about something, you can't just go onto Google and, you know, check every fact about every little thing these days. So, yeah, it does a bit. It was a little bit back then, but it's completely different
now. You reckon it's even more now?
Yeah, for sure.
And if are you a parent yet?
No.
Okay. And if and when you do become one, would you try and hold out as long as possible? Or do you think you'd have to give in when your child is 9 or 10?
I would hold out as long as I can, to be honest. Mm. Like, I have friends now that are a good bit older than me who have kids that are 9 and 10, and they're really good with the screen time. There's no phones, no nothing. So it's better for them. I know they'll kick and scream about it, but it's better for them in the long run.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. I know every parent listening to us now thinks the same thing. Thinks that they don't want to give in, but they do eventually give in. And then when they do eventually give in, as you heard from a number of callers, they end up regretting it. Worst thing they ever did. So the message from the ESRI is to do your best to hold out giving them a phone until they start secondary school. And by the same breath, there are parents listening to us now who allow their 7-year-olds to have a mobile phone. Anyway, there you go. This report says that it has a direct impact on their education and their learning, their academic development, basically.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98 FM.